840 CFCW, Gardening with Sharon, brought to you by Teals Greenhouse in Bruderheim. And Sharon, you just got me excited because you said Nadine at Teals Greenhouse, she has a Christmas tree farm.
Yes, she does. Local right here.
And they say there could be a Christmas tree shortage, so why not buy locally, right?
Absolutely. Just call her up on the Thiel hotline. And you can get a Christmas tree.
When you are buying a Christmas tree, what are things we should be looking for?
Okay, so fresh is best, right? So that's why, you know, getting a Christmas tree locally is great. There's about six indicators of a really fresh tree. The first one is a super healthy green color. When trees start to get dry, the color fades. Another thing, fragrant. The firs especially are very fragrant. That's where we get balsam fir. That whole Yuletide fragrance, that's fir trees. But spruces don't always have that kind of fragrance. You want to look for strong, upright branches, and dehydrated trees get limpy. The needles stay put. So if you were to rub your hand lengthwise down the branch, the needles should stay on. And the needles are a little bit pliable. Spruces are not, but the firs are pliable and they're not brittle. And then you want to look for a tree that has a stump that's at least 8 to 10 inches long, because you need some wiggle room to cut that off to keep it hydrated. And we're going to talk about that whole hydration thing next week. And another thing, that the tree is free of insects. So look at the bottoms. That's where insects love to hide, underneath the branches, and just give it a little shake. Look and see that there's no bugs on there.
Some great advice. And I know you're about to send out a newsletter. People should sign up because it's so informative.
Yeah, so this next newsletter I'm going to put out next week, it is all about fresh Christmas, like fresh greens, fresh Christmas trees, and fresh poinsettias. So you can sign up on my website.
Gardening with Sharon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Sharon. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, Jackie Ray.